Next question is again Albert Onshuras, Onshuras, follow-up date is 4/25/22. Patient with a history of cardiomyopathy and stroke and obesity, period. Patient is here for follow-up, period. Patient's record from Stanford Medical Center reviewed, and the patient had a stroke at the subarachnoid area. Period. Patient is planning to follow up with the neurologist and they are planning to start anticoagulation by Eliquis. Period. Patient's echocardiogram from Stanford Medical Center showed ejection fraction 35% to 40% with the average of 40%, period. Patient is recently complaining of more frequent episodes of palpitation, period. On examination, blood pressure, 103/73, pulse is 76, respiration 16, weight is 275 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Next paragraph, MRI report from Stanford showed left frontal parietal cortical stroke with a hemorrhagic transformation suggestive of embolic phenomena, period. Clinical impression number one, cardiomyopathy number two, palpitation number three, recent history of stroke number four, obesity. Recommendation. Patient still continues to have palpitation, period. With the given history of patient's cardiomyopathy and palpitation, I will schedule the patient for a loop recorder implantation to evaluate cardiac dysarrhythmia, period. Meantime, I will continue patient's present medical management, which include beta blocker, atorvastatin, gabapentin, ACE inhibitor and spironolactone, period. I will follow the patient after the loop recorder implantation, period. Follow-up date is 4/25/22.